It was a eureka moment. Absolutely. We danced. We jumped up and down. We said, we've got it.
They were excited because these spherules were 8 meters below where any had been found before. In geology, lower normally means further back in time. So for them, it suggested an entirely different explanation for the whole rock formation and the extinction of the dinosaurs. It was all to do with time. After the Chicxulub impact, the spherules settled on the sea floor within minutes. These were the spherules just discovered by Dr. Keller. On top of the spherules, there seemed to have been a period of normal sedimentation. 8 meters of mud had built up. According to Keller and Stinnesbeck, this would have taken 270,000 years. Next came the limestone layer. This too could have taken thousands of years to form. Only then came the sand, washed in to form the sandstone. Then those fine-grained layers built up by sedimentation. That could have taken centuries. Then worms apparently had months, maybe years, in which to colonize some of the layers. And only then, at the very top, came the iridium layer, which coincided with the extinction of the dinosaurs. But by now, Keller and Stinnesbeck calculated that 300,000 years had passed since the Chicxulub impact.